There's a natural evolution to musical groups, and every group that has ever formed will eventually have an end. Groups that may have ruled someone's early years are not going to be around forever, but, in the case of those who truly inspired and entertained, their music will live on. That's almost certainly going to be the case with Sum 41. The Canadian rock legends are performing a farewell tour after announcing that they'll be disbanding after 27 years of thrilling audiences with their distinctive, hard-driving music. Band members Derek Whibley, Dave Bash, Jason McCaslin, Tom Thacker and Frank Zumo announced their final world tour and breakup as they released their eighth and final album, Heaven and Hell. The good news is that part of that final tour will bring the band to Victoria on January 10th when they take the stage at the Save on Foods Memorial Centre. Opening for Sum 41 are Gob and Pup. The reasons for the breakup of Sum 41 are probably as complex as the music they produced, but may have been summed up by frontman Derek Whibley. "I'm a big believer in that the music tells you what to do," Whibley said. "Once we finished this last album, I felt like after all these years with my 1000% focus on Sum 41 all day, every day, I don't have much more of that in me to continue past this record. I've been in this band since I was in 10th grade, and I'm getting to a point where I'm thinking, I'd like to put some focus and energy into something else," Whibley said. "I felt this is probably the best record we've ever made, and I think this version of the band is the best we've ever been live. And I thought, what a way to just go out on this one." Sum 41 broke onto the scene in 1999 when they signed an international record deal with Island Records and released their first EP, Half Hour of Power. The band's prolific career continued, although not without the kind of drama that is the hallmark of hard rock musicians. Dave Bash left in 2006 to work with his own band, Brown Brigade, due to what he cited as creative differences. He remained on good terms with the rest of the band, however, and was only replaced by an unofficial bandmate in the form of Tom Thacker. Thacker was eventually made a full band member, although Bash returned 9 years later. Then there was the time that the band's song March of the Dogs saw Whibley threatened with deportation, ostensibly because the song metaphorically threatened to kill the president. And of course, there was the time the band had to be evacuated by armored cars when they traveled to the Democratic Republic of Congo with War Child Canada. "Fighting broke out and we were waiting for it to stop, but it never did," Whibley said. The band's music has also continued to capture the hearts of their fans, despite the fact that it, too, has changed over the years. In a 2004 interview, Whibley said, "We don't even consider ourselves punk. We're just a rock band. We want to do something different. We want to do our own thing. That's how music has always been to us." And that, it seems, is how Sum 41 will leave the music scene, but not before giving Victoria a final performance of the irreverence that made them famous. Sum 41 will appear at the Save on Memorial Centre on January 10th. Tickets are available at vividseats.com/sum-41-tickets-victoria-save-on-foods-memorial-centre.